I got hit, my mother was in the hospital. So when Dad got the first notice, he went to the doctor, and he said, "Doc," he said, "Hey, how are we going to explain this, you know, to his mother?" Said, "Look," said, "she looks for a letter from him about twice a week or something. What are we going to do? How are we going to explain it?" He says, just leave that to me. He says, "I'll find some way to explain it to her." So he got these telegrams, three telegrams. He got them. He got two one day and then one the next day, all of them conflicting with one another. So Doc, he went in one morning to my mother, and he said, "I'm assigned to bed and talk to her and examine her." And he said, "Boy," he says, "you know," he says, "that son of yours," he says, "he is one tough son of a bitch." He says, "you know," he says, "they kicked the hell out of him, but," he said, "he's all right." He says, "he's going to make it." He said, "don't you worry now." He says, "he's going to make it." He says, "yeah, he got beat up a little bit, but," he says, "he's going to make it all right."
She accepted it,
and that was it. I was talking about this afternoon. How fortunate I was, how fortunate you were, to get hooked up with an outfit like this.
What is the tanks for the memories? You know, what does that mean to you?
That's somebody's logo. I guess Ray Griffin came up with that saying, you know?
I think so.
It's unique. It's different. You know, tanks for the memories. And everybody who sees it on that sticker on the back of my car, you know, "oh, isn't that cute? Tanks for the memories."
Is it something that goes beyond, you know, just being...
Not that I know of. I guess it's just tanks for the memories, you know.
How do you feel about that part of your life?
It was painful, but looking back onto it, at the particular time, there were some parts of it that you would say was painful, but looking at it now, I wouldn't...
Wouldn't trade it
for anything.
You could have all the money in the world and never buy the experience.
No.
You couldn't buy the experience.
Absolutely
sure.
Not, no.
And the camaraderie, in those days, we were kids too. Yeah, you're talking 20, 21, 22, 23. Yep. People were hard. You were in shape. Good shape.
I tell you, I think one of the hardest things that I had to do is when I came home, when I went into the service, it was four of us who went in together. And one of the fellas, Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
John Charles Mitchell, B Company. He and I graduated from high school together. He was in B Company, I was in service company. We went through everything, we got overseas, and he was one of the first
guys killed
in the battalion to get killed. And when I came home, now his mother wrote me two or three letters overseas and wanted me to detail to her what happened. You know, I mean, and your letters were censored. You couldn't tell much. And, I mean, I really couldn't tell her too much, only what I had heard. So when I got home, my dad met me at the Plymouth at the railroad station about 2:00 PM, and we got home. We went to a little town of Argus. So finally, we went to my brother's house, and I said, "Well," I said, "I'm going to go uptown, Dad." And he said, "Well, I'll go with you." And on the way uptown, he said, "No," he said, "I want to tell you." He said, "Mitchell's mother is waiting for you," and she worked in a dry goods store right in the corner. And no way I could get a wire around her. Absolutely no way. Hell, I could have went 40 different ways, and she could still see me. And I'm walking down the street, and boy, here she come across the street. And she wanted to know what had happened. And man, I mean, I could just tell her just so much.
What was he, a driver? Did he drive?
He was a tank driver. At one time, he was considered one of the best tank drivers that was in our battalion.
He was one of the first guys killed, I remember that.
Right, he was. As I understand it, they came around bend in a road that was blind on his side, and he was engaged to a girl in England.